Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there. You're listening to a special Other Side of the News dispatch from Something Offbeat. Every weekday, our host Mike Rogers does the special Other Side of the News feature on KRLD 1080. Now you can find them here in the Something Offbeat podcast feed.
I'm Mike Rogers with the Other Side of the News, and they're calling it a comet, but who knows? 3-Eye Atlas, discovered a couple of months ago by astronomers in South America. And ever since, Dr. Avi Loeb, a Harvard scientist who has spent his career looking for signs of extraterrestrial life, has been keeping an eye on it. Of course, it's hard to miss at anywhere from 15 to 25 miles in diameter.
That's twice as big as Manhattan Island.
And three times as big as the asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs. Not that this is an asteroid.
We should have seen a million small rocks before seeing one giant rock.
But we didn't. And that's what's led to the theory that it's a comet. However,
there was no trail of dust behind the object the way we see in comets.
So then if it's not a comet and it's not an asteroid, I don't think I like where this is headed.
It's actually aligned to within 5 degrees with the plane of the planets around the sun. And the chance of that happening at random is 1 in 500. So that implies that maybe indeed the trajectory was designed by some intelligence.
Wait a minute, something's happening. Hump shape is rising out of the pit.
I invented a scale a month ago that is now called the Loeb scale, where 0 means it's natural, it's a comet. And 10 means that could be a threat to Earth. And as of now, I would give it a 4.
A 40% chance. And if that were to happen,
my guess is if 3-Eye Atlas comes out of the other side of the sun along a different trajectory than it started with, the stock market may crash.
Wait, what?
Well, there would be a lot of uncertainty of what does it imply for Earthlings.
We are observing your Earth.
And Loeb says we should do the same.
My advice to people who go on blind dates is first observe the other side before having an opinion. You know, if you go on a blind date, you don't know if the other side is a serial killer.
Or an alien civilization bent on our destruction.
Lord, they're turning into flames.
We need to keep our eyes on the ball.
And I'm Mike Rogers with the Other Side of the News.
Thank you so much for listening to this special Other Side of the News dispatch from the Something Offbeat podcast. You can subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.